Dick Fort is an environmental activist who's been called the caretaker of Spearfish Canyon. He's also a painter, sculptor, composer, teacher, cross-country skier, fly fisherman, World War II codebreaker, and winemaker. He's the subject of a new film premiering on Saturday at the Dahl Art Center in Rapid City. It's called Fort, a Spearfish Canyon Rhapsody. In the film, Fort is interviewed by sacred activist and author Andrew Harvey. The interview takes place in Fort's Black Hills geodesic home, as well as in Spearfish Canyon. Fort's paintings are featured in the film, along with arrangements of his compositions. And he joins us from our studios at the Dahl. And Mr. Fort, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thank you for having me.
Also with us is Michael Goodroad, who's the producer of the film. And Michael, thanks for joining the program as well.
Thank you very much, Carl. It's great to be here.
Well, for you, Dick Fort, how do you feel about having this movie made about you?
It's very exciting, and I enjoyed the whole process, and I'm very grateful to my friends for all they've done on that, particularly Michael and Bill Harlan, but others too. And it's been a nice experience all the way.
Well, Michael Goodroad, how did this all come together, this film?
Well, if you recall, Andrew Harvey made a speaking appearance in Rapid City about 3 or 4 years ago. And during that time, I introduced him to Dick Fort, and he really fell in love with Dick because Dick really kind of epitomized what Andrew's mission has been, which is to become sacred activists, to take responsibility for preserving the beauties of the environment and the places where we all live for the future generations. And so Andrew said, you know, I'd like to come back and make a movie about Dick. And so he asked me to facilitate that, and so I did. Of course, one never knows how difficult it is to do a movie until you do it, but it's been a labor of love, put it that way.
So this is something of a conversation between Andrew Harvey and Dick Fort?
Yes, it is.
Yes, and he was very insightful. He saw things in the pictures that I didn't know were there, but that, when he expressed that, I could believe what he said. And so he was a very important factor in this.
So he saw something in your paintings?
Pardon?
So he saw something in your paintings?
Yes, he would see things in the paintings that were there, but I had forgotten about or didn't notice.
And the fun thing about the film, our videographer, Tristan Bernard, actually animated a number of the paintings so that Dick has a variety of paintings. He has landscapes. He has a whole jazz club series from Chicago. And a number of these paintings are actually animated so the viewer can really involve themselves in the paintings. It's fun.
Well, Dick Fort, that must be fun for you to see your paintings come alive and be animated.
Well, I think that's Kristen's done a great job there, and there's this one painting which is kind of a weird night scene, that's surrealist, and there's a UFO up in the corner that's flying, and he has that UFO move. And he has a guy, there was a guy rowing in the snow, which doesn't make a lot of sense, but he activates that in the film. So here's this guy rowing in the snow.
With a UFO with flowers flying over the Black Hills. Yeah. It's a really fun painting, and that's featured in the film.
Well, Dick Fort, you were born and grew up in Mitchell. I'd like to talk a little bit about your experience with the Black Hills. Do you remember the first time that you visited the hills?
Well, no, I don't, but it was very early in my history, because my folks loved the Black Hills, and although my dad was the principal of the high school in Mitchell for many years, every summer we would try to go out to the Black Hills. And that's when we discovered the hills, and in particular Spearfish Canyon. And so that was a habit I acquired as a kid, which has continued all my life.
So even later when you were teaching in Chicago, you continued to...
I would come out here in the summertime. What? And There was one summer when I'd taught in Chicago over the summer school, and I vowed never to do that again.
Oh, because you miss the hills so much. What is it that you find especially powerful about the Black Hills? What is it that you think makes this area so
unique?
Well,
that's not an easy question to answer, and as a matter of fact, one of the reasons for the paintings is to articulate the feelings there. But I think that the Native American conception of the hills as a sacred area has truth to it. And it's a remarkable island in the plains that is unique. And so it is a very special place. It's just all there is to it.
Well, for you, Michael Goodrode, in working on this film, did you come away with any special insights into what makes the Black Hills special?
Well, I think one of the things that always strikes me is when someone hasn't been to the hills and they come and are so amazed. I mean, sometimes I think we almost take for granted the beauty that
yes.
is here. And when I brought Andrew to Spearfish Canyon, it was kind of a cloudy day with a little bit of mist, and the clouds were sort of at the top of the ridges of the canyon as we came in from the Spearfish end. And he was just mesmerized by it, and it reminded him almost of some beautiful scenes in China and Chinese paintings and so forth. So I think what I came away with was, you know, not only the sacredness of the hills and what we need to preserve, but we really need to share this with the rest of the world. And I'm hopeful that this movie will not only share someone like Dick Fort with the world, but also greater appreciation of what we have, and hopefully many more people will come and share in that joy and that beauty of the canyon.
Well, another part of this film, Michael Goodrode, I'm wondering why you think it's important that that there's a film dedicated to Dick Fort.
Well, I think over the 30 or more years of friendship that I've had with Dick and how he has amassed a huge friendship, a group of people here, we just felt that someone like Dick is important to share with the world in a way. Because as the film mentions at the very end, it's really important to know what one person can do, not only in the environment and protecting and doing things in your own community, but how one person can really affect change. And I think that that's a strong message. A lot of times we feel powerless to change things that we feel strongly about, and I think the film really exemplifies what one person can do. And in this case, Dick is able to do so many things: paint and sculpt and compose and ski and make wine, and we haven't even talked about his incredible wine. So that's a whole nother subject.
for you, Dick Fort, how does all this come together? All these different things, that is it all just part of who you are? Is it all interrelated in some way that you're committed to activism in the Black Hills, environmental activism, but then you're also a painter and a sculptor and a winemaker and all these other things?
These sound like different things, but they're all interrelated. And my love for the hills, in a way, is expressed in my winemaking, because the ingredients for the wine come from the hills. And so I don't see that there have been all these activities I've been involved in, but I don't see a great separation between them. They all interrelated.
And how long has being an environmental activist been a part of what you do, or has that just been there as long as you've been going to the hills?
Yes, well, the hills are constantly threatened by the greed that is rampant in our society for gold and for uranium. And it's a threat to not only the beauty, but the very resource itself of the Black Hills, including its quality water. And these are very important issues. And They go much beyond the present, and the future is at stake in regard to these resources. So I don't find any conflict between my various activities. I retired early so that I could complete my careers more fully, my music and my painting and my environmental activism in particular. But I didn't feel that there's any diametric separation between these activities.
I'm curious to get your perspective, Dick Ford, on the relationship of nature to what it means to be alive and to be human, and if you see that there's a danger for us being disconnected from nature, whether it's experiences
in
the Black Hills or
elsewhere.
Well, your
question almost helped me answer it. The fact is that a proper relationship on the part of the individual as well as the whole society to nature is not only good for us, but it's good for the whole future of mankind. And so it's a very important issue. And I think we have reason to be deeply concerned. Global warming is a manifestation of our failure to adapt properly to nature. And so it's a very important issue and one that we have to face.
Michael Goodrod, you mentioned that you've been friends with Dick Fort for about 30 years or so. What has that relationship meant to you and your understanding of the hills and as we were just talking about, our relationship with nature?
Well, I think every weekend that I'm in the hills, I enjoy going out and either cross-country skiing, biking, hiking. But being in nature, I think, is very healing, and I think that there are a lot of studies now that are indicating that that's something very important for young people to be more involved with nature. But for me, I think it's a spiritual nurturing, if you want to put it that way. When you are out breathing the air and walking along Iron Creek or Spearfish Creek, there's something that changes you as a result of just being present with this incredible beauty that we have. And we're very, very fortunate to be living in the hills, and some would say we're very fortunate to be living on this planet in this gigantic universe. And so I think for me, looking forward to exploring new places, I mean, it's sort of like we have this huge backyard, the Black Hills National Forest, and it belongs to all of us citizens. And it's really kind of fun to see where this meadow is, and you come up upon a little valley, and then there's a little stream that comes in, and it's quite magical and very nurturing.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with Michael Goodrod, who's producer of the new film, which premieres on Saturday at the Dahl Arts Center. It's called Fort, a Spearfish Canyon Rhapsody. Also joining us is the subject of the film, Dick Fort, who's had a long life of doing so many things. He's spent a lot of time in the Black Hills, born in South Dakota, spent some time, a few decades, teaching at Chicago City College. And Dick Fort, you mentioned that you didn't like being there over the summer. I'm wondering what spending time in Chicago, if that, what sort of influence that had on your appreciation of the Black Hills and again, nature in general.
Well, I love Chicago. Although it was getting less and less livable as I stayed. But I didn't feel that my career in Chicago was any conflict with my other interests. So Chicago, I think, is one of our great cities, and fully appreciating that place, I think, is in order. But I loved the hills more than Chicago which is why I came out here when I retired.
Some of your paintings are of Chicago, too, aren't they?
I beg your pardon?
Some of your paintings depict Chicago?
Oh, I did a whole series of paintings of the night scene in Chicago.
Jazz clubs and that sort of thing?
I had a show of those in Leeds, but unfortunately I've never had a show of those in Chicago.
Now, how much of your art is shown, or is it mostly it's just something that you enjoy doing?
Well, one of the frustrations of my life is that I've done all these paintings and they have to be stored. They should be enjoyed by people. And I don't know whether this film will help on that or not, but that's a frustration that I'd have to admit to.
Carl, I should add that some other friends of Dick's have recently put together a beautiful picture book with all of Dick's paintings, all that we could find. And that book has just recently been published, and
will be
on display at the premiere. And we should remind people that it is open to the public this Saturday at the Dahl Center from 5 to 7. So everyone is welcome to come, for sure.
And the film also features some of your music as well, Dick Fort. So that must be another rewarding aspect of this, to get that aspect of your artistry out there.
Yes, the soundtrack, Dick, is actually Dick's music. We had several of his songs re-recorded and are included in the soundtrack of the film.
Mm-hmm. Well, finally, Michael Goodroad, what would you like to see happen with this film? It has the premiere at Rapid City. Where do you see this going after Saturday?
Well, one of the things that we will do is we will enter the film in film festivals around the world, actually. It will be shown, for example, next year in Australia, we know, as part of a series that they do there with films that Andrew Harvey has been involved with. But we will enter it in a number of film festivals, and I think it will be really fun to see how the world reacts. I think, frankly, Dick's paintings are going to be a subject of great interest around the world. And I just think sharing a wonderful South Dakota person like Dick and the Black Hills with the world is going to be really, really fun to see this happen.
And for you, Mr. Fort, this movie is out there now. This must be a pretty exciting time then.
This is certainly an exciting time, and I can't articulate fully and sufficiently my gratitude to people like Mike and Bill Harland and the many others who have contributed to this. I think that they are to be particularly commended for this activity.
We should say that it is, and we thank South Dakota Public Broadcasting, too, because the film is going to air on South Dakota Public Television on Thursday, November the 6th, I believe, 7:30 Mountain, 8:30 Central. I think that's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll check that out, and I'll put that on the website with the date and when that'll be on SDPB Television. But the premiere of Fort, a Spearfish Canyon Rhapsody is Saturday at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City. It's at 5 o'clock, and there's also a retrospective of some of Dick Fort's paintings as well. Dick Fort, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Well, thank you. I'm grateful to you for doing this.
And Michael Goodroad, thanks for stopping by the studio as well.
Thank you, Carl. Appreciate it.